I'm about to have a little bit of fun, man. I know you guys haven't heard from me in a little bit. Sorry about that. I truly apologize. I've been a little AWOL for a little bit. Only slightly. On your favorite radio show, radio.dominican.edu. It's not exactly 9 o'clock, but damn, I'll make do. And I got a bunch of different topics to talk about. I mean, I want to start out with one that has just been really running rampant these last couple weeks since the time of my absence from radio broadcasting. Primarily, it has to do with Florida. I gotta say, damn. How long do you have to wait before you have to arrest somebody? But for, on the real, I'm about to get on a really serious note, because this is something that it really brings up a lot of issues, primarily those having to do with race. I mean, really, it's crazy. Like I said, it's kind of one of those things where you kind of do have to get all the details. Don't be completely moved by what you watch on TV. They don't always give you the full side. And my thing's always been, you know, like, I'm not going to speak bad on the dead. That's not the purpose of why I'm here today. But I am going to say, all I'm going to say pretty much is that when somebody takes a strong reaction, for every action, there's a reaction, meaning that, I mean, you're not, it's not any day that you're just going to encounter somebody just like blatantly racist, just go out and attack somebody. All I'm saying is that, you know, like, just be very careful not to jump to conclusions, not to jump on the bandwagon until you know the full details. And maybe even that's a lot to ask for, because there's never going to be a time when it's going to be when you're gonna just going to be like all day and just expect all the details to be out there. That probably will never happen. But at least get enough to where you make a very educated debate in terms of this. Like I said, it is a tragedy, though. It is a tragedy, because anytime that an adult and a grown man can kill a teenager. And talk about self-defense, well, I just say that that's crazy. I mean, even the so-called dude acting in self-defense, he himself does not look like he looks like he can hold his own, man. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, he does not look like a dude to just, you know, to get pounced upon. But I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna talk about a variety of different topics, man. I know that some of y'all have been wondering about what's going on with hip hop. I'm gonna hit you guys up, man. I'm gonna give you guys a deal. I'm gonna talk about some of the top 20 mixtapes that you guys really need to check out. I'll tell you, man, like, the list is good. The list is pretty good, man. Like I said, do not sleep on your boy. I am very much in tap with my music. I'm also going to give you 20 albums and EPs and basically early promotions to check out. A couple of the different individual songs that you guys might want to check out. Like I said, I got the whole deal. Like, I'm on today, man. I'm about to just do the thing, man. Like I said, you guys may agree, you guys may disagree. A lot of these, like I said, are based off of some of the blogs. I've been reading up on a lot of hip-hop, been checking out the songs. There's some points where I agree, other points where I disagree. I'll also be talking J. Cole and Diggy Simmons, the beef, and the further explanation, pretty much, man. Like I said, I'm going to be as unbiased as possible, but, you know, big ups to the boy J. Cole. There's a couple of rules that it's pretty crazy. You guys are not even gonna believe, man. Did you guys know this? For all of my folks listening to me from California, did you know that there's no obligation for workers to take legally mandated lunch breaks? But you guys didn't know that, huh? I'm going to give you guys a little bit more detail along the show. I'm also going to be talking about Peyton Manning. Oh, you guys weren't even expecting that, huh? Man, I'm just going to say it now. I'm just glad he did not go to the 49ers. Not that I don't feel like he wouldn't do anything, but, you know, I feel that the 49ers are in a process of their own. I'm going to get y'all caught up on that. I'm going to also be talking about a little bit about North Korea. That'll also be at the top of the, at your top news. I'm going to be talking about Friday the 13th. A couple different superstitions and a couple different reasons why Friday 13th is what it is. So, like I said, you guys need to stay tuned. We'll also give you so much more on radio.dominican.edu.
Cry later, your boyfriend was a by hater. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog. I be howling at the moon, baby. Heartbreak kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish me from the back, play with that with my hands. We can do it on the floor or the chair, man. Matter of fact, we could do it anywhere, huh? Call me, I can get it juicy for you. Set the camera up. I can make a movie for you. I'm a nasty man. I ain't never lie. Here to make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Young Sue, nigga. No, I don't fuck around. Your girl calling me, begging me to fuck a nigga Sue.
Yeah, I want it, I really, really need it. Take your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get a where she ever been? Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as they know all the words to my song. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. Arch that back, make that a clap. Make the please. Yeah, I got stroke, tell me where it hurts. What's on your head, little mama, what she work? Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Your body on me, your body tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, fill me on up. Put it in your
I'm a big dog. I dive in the head first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the top like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw. I got old use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna f*** you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name. Baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dish, I'd reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tech. Got deposit that, call us
from
the bank.
Right, man, and the hot joint you was checking out right there, it was called Up. You guys know that joint, man. It's by Love Rance, Susie, I Am Sue, and Skipper. All right, so we about to hop on some more joints. All right, so I'm going to start this off right now. I'm going to hit you guys up with 20 mixtapes, man, for all of you mixtape buffs. Yeah, yeah, Cartel Chris, I'm looking at you, boy. Shout out to Cartel Music Group, man. We still on. He's still been posting his mixes, man. You guys can check that out. Check out his Facebook. That'd be Cartel Chris, Cartel Music Group. You can check out all kinds of stuff, man. We got a lot of those blogs, man. I know you guys ain't been keeping up on my blogs, and I apologize because, you know, I haven't been up to date with it, man. The boy just been on all kinds of things, man, getting his feet wet in the game, son. All right, so 20 of the mixtapes that y'all gotta check out. All right, I'm gonna hit y'all up with this. All right, so number 20. At number 20, Boss of Ball Bosses 3. If you don't have that yet, you need to cop that ASAP, man. It's Cameron and the boy V. All right, so if you guys already know, man, Cam, he's like the inventor of ignorance, man. So you guys got to check it out, man. Like, this man is like, he literally, man, he just get on his Wu-Tang, man. It's kind of like a Wu-Tang sound like. All right, you guys got to check out number 19. You guys got to check out Sorry for the Wait by Lil Wayne. Like I said, I'm hitting you guys up with that 2011, man, because I ain't really checked up. I really had taken the time to really put together the 2012. But like I said, man, like, it's never too late to post anything from last year. So you got to check that out. Sorry for the Wait by Lil Wayne. It's worth checking out, man. Some of those joints are like, are not cool, but for the most part, it's pretty cool, man. Like, he does rap. I wish he would bring some of that same energy into his albums, but it's whatever, man. Shout out to the boy Lil Wayne. And number 18, we got Trapper's Alley, Pros and Cons by Boldy James, man. Like, it's pretty cool for all of you guys who've been sleeping on the boy James Boldy. Dude got pretty sick bars. It's pretty tight, man. It's definitely not for every taste, but it's pretty cool. And number 17 is Young Jeezy with The Real Is Back. The album was looking pretty cool. It's done by DJ Drama, and it features a lot of pretty cool joints, man. It's kind of darker than what most of his stuff is, because most of his stuff is pretty ratchet. It's pretty cool, though. But yeah, check it out, man. We got Lincoln Way Nights by Staley. Some of those joints were, and he's really under the radar, man. You gotta be checking his stuff out. He's been coming through a little bit, so check him out. Do not sleep on the boy. We got another one called Slime Flu 2 by Votto, of course, at number 15. Just want to say that it's pretty cool that it's, I mean, he shook off the reputation, man, because he basically has been coming on as like the poor man Joel Santana. But nah, he's cool, man. Like, he's rocking his own thing, man. He's doing his own thing. And number 14, we got the Big Ten, 50 Cent. It's got pretty cool joints, man. Like, he is, it's nice to see him go back a little bit to the get rich or die trying. A little bit, man. I mean, people want him to go back to that. Maybe he won't, but I mean, it's still pretty cool. This joint on there called Stand Up, that's pretty popping right now. Slime. All right, we got Self Rule by Kenbei X at number 13. And like I said, I'll finish this list a little bit later as we started hopping on the topics. Kenbei X at number 12. You guys have been checking this one out, man. Do not sleep on Frank Ocean. Nostalgia Ultra was pretty tight, man. Anybody who disagrees is either a hater or a novice. But the dude got it, man. I know for the most part he didn't use his own joints, but I mean, the thing is still pretty tight, though. Like, it's still definitely worth listening to. We got number 11, Long Term Mentality by Ab Soul. I won't go into too much details with some of these, and my apologies for that. But I mean, you know, like, we're just trying to unload these things. Like I said, remember the names is what's important, man. Like I said, man, for all of y'all, File Tube. downloads. You can be able to look some of these mixtapes up. Long Term Mentality by Absol at number 10, and that's where I'm gonna set the line. Coming up pretty soon, I'm gonna tell you guys, man. But I gotta say, a lot of you guys won't be surprised with some of these mixtapes that I mentioned, but they're definitely worth mentioning. So we're gonna get on a topic right now, and this one has to do with Obama. All right, so you guys remember back then when how President Obama called Kanye West a jackass for that whole Taylor Swift thing in the VMAs? No, I'm gonna let you do your thing. But I just wanted to say that I thought Beyonce had the video of the year. Yeah, that same Kanye, that same diva Kanye that about to hop up on Kim Kardashian's reality TV show. Man, dude, I feel like he's the perfect fit because the dude's been a diva for about a minute now, son. But the thing is that, like, Obama still thinks that Kanye is a jackass, but a very talented jackass. So in an interview with The Atlantic, Obama was asked who he prefers, Jay-Z or Kanye. Obviously, this is in reference to the duet album that they put together, Watch the Throne, which is pretty popping, I must say. The thing's pretty cool. In some ways, it's a little overrated, but the joints are pretty cool. Some of the joints are pretty cool. I definitely bumps that, man. So Obama said, quote, Jay-Z, although I like Kanye, he's a Chicago guy. He's smart. He's very talented. And then when he was reminded that he once called Kanye a jackass, Obama said, and quote, he is a jackass, but he's talented. Like I said, if you guys got any comment of that, man, just check out the video. It's from 2009. It was a 2009 interview where Obama calls Kanye a jackass. So just kind of funny, man. You know, you see a Chicago guy just like knocking on another Chicago guy, man. Like, it's just funny, man. But like I said, anyways, about to get check out on a couple of the other topics that are going down, man. I'm definitely gonna get on conversation about that Diggy Simmons, man, because he opened up, and I'm gonna give you guys the chronicle a little bit as to actually how it happened. Like, I'm gonna chronicle a piece to y'all, man. I'm gonna tell you guys exactly the way I saw it. And like I said, man, the songs are pretty popping, man. Even Diggy got it a little bit, but I mean, come on, does it compare to J. Cole? I mean, come on, it's the boy J. Cole, Cole World. Dude got some pretty good stuff, man. I'm hoping that this next album will be better. And then we're gonna be talking about the cult managers that say that the California Supreme Court that doesn't even mean word. Employers don't even have to allow lunches in California. That's crazy, man. It's worth talking about. Of course, I'm going to talk about Peyton Manning. We're going to talk about a little bit of a thunderstorm that's been hitting the Bay Area. I'm about to hit you guys up on that information. And we talk about North Korea and Friday the 13th. You're listening to your boy, DJ 2 Mello, getting it popping, hitting you with those high joints, man. We about to hit you guys up with the it's an oldie now, man. The track been out since 08, but it's worth checking out, man. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, which is officially the 12 o'clock lounge with your boy DJ 2 Mello. We'll be back.
Trying to do it all tonight. I got plans. I got a certain lust for life. And as it stands, everything is going as right as it can. They trying to shoot down my flight before it lands. Before it lands. But you can miss me with all that. Diss me, then crawl back. I really wish y'all would fall back, but getting rich supposed to solve that. And these days women make offers, and who the hell am I to say?
No, no, no.
My ex in late night text, cause she don't know how to let
go, go, go.
She in love. And as for them pretty light skinned models standing in the cold, oh yeah, they with us. Let them girls in for a drink. and I'm all in they ear, saying she should be the one I see every time that I'm here. But when am I really even here? Black Suburban with the tint on it, fresher than a pillow with a mint on it. The game got these old handprints on it, but I'ma be the one to pour cement on it. And start over and show up in a Margiela tux. I don't really give a fuck, and we only getting older. So what I tend to do is to think of today as the past. It's funny when you come in there first, but you hope that you last. You just hope that it lasts.
This here joint is Lust for Life by Drake. The 9 o'clock lounge on radio. Dominican.edu.
What else?
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, you shine.
Shake down, yeah. I'm a boss, so I need a boss chick. And we can boss up like the boss is. All about green like Paul Pierce. Mayweather flow looks zero losses. Diamond today, diamond at night. Five star chick, about that five star life. I must admit, I'm a fan. Your shoe game ruthless, girl, goddamn. Been a few years, you my number one. Blood in my veins, breath in my lungs. We the ones winning, so they want toast. We an item, blend like rum coke. Love the way you doing it, keep doing it. Damn, fly like a jet blue stewardess. You can fly alone, but I don't advise it. I'm inviting you to fly with the pilot.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so what when else? I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
She wanna hit me on the iChat, on the iPad, fly it in the sky cap. Shorty got a nice job, but works too hard. Put that shit tomorrow, now welcome to the mob. I need my women mobile, I make a bitch a mobile. Double MG is global, clear all the world for dollar. I ain't rocking no polo, but I'm dripping and shine. My heart beating so fast, cause I'm taking my time. Yeah, I get it and lick it, I just handle my business. School of the VS1s, now she know all the difference. In my Bentley just dipping, I keep her by my side. My life's a runway, and it's time
so
to fly.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, you shine, we shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so
what
when
else?
I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, we shine forever.
Yeah. I'm a boss, so I need a boss cheese. And we could play house in my fall trees. Feet kicked up, corner all fears. Royalty princess in my cross seas. She wanna tear them all down, what I let her do? Here go my credit card, and the debit too. I like your attitude, guess I'm supposed to. See you on Facebook, so I poke you. Biggest couple on campus, styling on them all ever since prom dances. Me and my boo, you know how I do. Toss keys to valet on arrival. We in here like a hostage, and my better half in that full-length ostrich. Hey, time you fall through, it's a bloodbath. Swag killing them hoes, now lay your autograph.
So when I fly, you fly, we fly together.
Believe that.
And when I shine, we shine forever.
Yeah.
Baby, so when I fly, you fly, we fly together. And when I shine, we shine forever.
Yeah. Day, day, no stopping.
By your side.
Now flying with the best. If not me, then who? Your address is now cloud nine. Believe that.
This is Too Mellow here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen, bad things happen. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible.
And what I say about making eye contact?
I need some boo-boo, man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hey, where you at, man? I can hear you snoring, man. I'm back. Man, I gotta throw another shout out in the direction of everybody who went yesterday. Man, we had a fun time, man. Some of the peeps we went over did some karaoke. I want to send a shout out to everybody who went. Man, you know who you are if you're already gone, man. I'm not trying to name drop or nothing, man. Not trying to get into any little twist ups. Like I said, man, if you haven't done karaoke, you should try it. If you have, then, you know, have fun. Don't take it too serious, man. Like I said, man, the songs aren't even yours, man. I see some people that just be taking it way, way too serious, but it's all fun, love. It's all fun. All right, when we left off, I did tell you guys that I was going to give you a couple more mixtapes to check out before you die. Alright, so we got 10 more. All of these are for 2011, by the way. So, you know, don't judge the boy too harshly. At number 10, we got The Soul Tape by Fabolous. Like, everybody knows that Fabolous can rap. He's not known for his flawless catalog or nothing like that, but he's not making any whack albums. It kind of sucks, man. Like, he's an A-list rapper with a B-list career. He's like Jadakiss or Lloyd Banks. But his album, his mixtape, The Soul Tape, pretty tight. All right, number 9, we got Dream Chasers, Meek Mill. The dude is, he puts down some pretty good joints, man. Like I said, do not sleep on Meek Mill. We got pretty tight. Shout out to the boy, Meek Mill. Fear of God by Pusha T is pretty tight, man. And number 8, like I said, you got to get on it, man. Touch it, touch it, touch it. Do something. Yeah. All right. Number 7, we got Cold Day in Hell, Freddie Gibbs. Now, this joint is really gangster. Like I said, man, like it's not for everybody, but you got to admit the joint's pretty tight, man. It's pretty good, man. He does feature Mac Miller a lot, but, I mean, the joints are pretty tight. Number 6, we got The Hustler's Cadillac by Smoke Dizza. All right, so it's he got a lot of collabos with Big Crit, Kendrick Lamar, Devin the Dude. Y'all might recognize these fellas. The albums are the mixtape is pretty tight. The Hustler's Catalog it's definitely worth checking out. We got Elmatic by Elzy. Also another pretty tight little thing going down, little project. Yeah, that's gonna be the number 5, Elmatic by LZ, E-L-Z to the H to the I, man. We got pretty tight. They said you could never remake a classic album. Well, damn, it's pretty tight though, man. It's pretty cool. We got the next one, the Great Debater by Sky Zoo. He's pretty underrated, man. Like, nobody, I don't even get why, man. The dude's pretty sick, man. He's got a nice little flow going down. He's pretty tight. So, like I said, check him out, man. Shout out to Sky Zoo. We got the House of Balloons at number 3 by The Weeknd. Like I said, man, you guys got to check out this boy, The Weeknd. All right. And then at number 2, Live Love ASAP with ASAP Rocky. You guys have been checking this out, checking some of these out. And then The Return of Forever by Big Crit is number 1. You about to switch pace.
You're listening to The Sound.
The 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu.
I'm addicted. I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
If you guys recognize this sound came out on April 1st. No, we are not April fooling. It's beef time, son. We've been talking about this at the beginning of the show. We will talk about Diggy Simmons and J. Cole. All right, so he's a rap newcomer named Diggy Simmons. You guys know him as the son of Reverend Run. He's already got beef, man. He's new to the game, and he's already got beef. It's with the boy J. Cole, man. Cole World himself. Now, see, it all started with J. Cole, who came out with the song called Grew Up Fast. I'm sure you guys have heard it, man, because if there's one thing that we know about Cole World is that his mixtapes are always hot. I don't know about the album. It was cool, but definitely not his best work. And Diggy Simmons responded. The song came out on April 1st, though he alleges that that song had been put out a year ago, about. So, in his own words, there's no big story behind it. He said it was just really just something that his sister had told him about a year ago, about the things that J. Cole was saying and things that he did with her. Because they went to the same college. They both went to St. John University in the East Coast. They didn't really know each other like that, so it's not like it was like that. But he would mention that his sister had said something about her subliminally in a song called Purple Rain, which was also proven not to be very true. Essentially, he claims that it was just a family over everything ordeal. So his dad has supported him on the track, on the release of the track, though he didn't officially release it. The track was leaked. And, you know, it was just him supporting his sister and all of that. You guys can check out the track. It's called What You Say to Me. It's actually the joint playing right now. The song actually landed online, as I mentioned before, on April 1st. So J. Cole, Reverend had already put in his Twitter account that J. Cole puts out 2 records dissing Family and Diggy and nobody cares. Someone leaks an old Diggy record and there's a problem. This was tweeted also on April 1st. So basically, you can check out some of these lyrics. If you want to check out the song that sparked this little beef was Grew Up Fast. And if you want to check out Diggy's track called What You Say to Me, you can also check it out online. Different websites have it, primarily hotnewhiphop.com. You can also check it out on YouTube. You can also check it out on Hip Hop DH, man. This is all-star hip-hop, world-star hip-hop, a bunch of different hip-hop websites where you can check out a lot of these songs. Like I said, on a couple other songs that Diggy has put out, also include the song Do It Like You, I think is what it's called. It's a song with Lloyd. The song's pretty tight. I mean, Diggy's flow is nothing incredible, but I mean, it's definitely worth checking out. He's kind of one of the freshman artists for this upcoming year. He's a I mean, there's not a whole lot of background behind it. He does hip hop. He does soft joints. I mean, stuff is not, like I said, it's not bad, but it's like nothing great either. But that's the issue right there. If you want to leave any kind of comments, you can leave it on my Facebook. That's DJ Too Mello. Like I said, say that you heard it here, man. I'm actually about to also leave a comment in the blog. If you guys have been checking it out, it's the real DJ Too Mello. blogspot.com is where you can check out the exclusives, man. All right, so I'm also about to get in a little bit, about to get into the albums of the year. There's gonna be 20 of these, son, so you gotta stay tuned, man. You gotta keep checking it out. All right, so we're gonna talk on another story, and this one has to do with California. So the Supreme Court there ruled Thursday that employers are under no obligation to ensure that workers take legally mandated lunch breaks in a case that affects thousands of businesses and millions of workers. The unanimous opinion came after workers' attorneys argued that abuses are routine and widespread when companies aren't required to issue direct orders to take the breaks. They claimed employers take advantage of workers who don't want to leave colleagues during busy times. The case was initially filed 9 years ago against Dallas-based Brinker International. If you guys don't know who they are, they own Chili's and a couple different restaurant eateries. But the high court has sided with businesses when it ruled that requiring companies to order breaks is unmanageable and that those decisions should be left to the workers. The decision proved clarity that businesses had sought regarding the law. The opinion written by the Associate Justice Catherine Werdegar explained that the law does not compel an employer to ensure the employee sees all work during meal period. They stated that while employers are required to free workers of job duty for a 30-minute lunch break, the employee is at liberty to use that time as they choose, even if it's to work. So check it out right there, man. Like, basically, they're not. And again, as a guy who's had a job, like, I understand the sentiment. Sometimes people just don't want to. I mean, sometimes you got a good pace and you really don't want to stop because, you know, eating is an inconvenience in the sense of that it kills your momentum or something like that. And people do consider it a problem at times. So something like this is understandable. Like I said, if you want to give me your opinion, do not doubt to hit me up on Facebook. The boy is online right now. Am I online? Damn right, I'm online. And like I said, you could check it out at any time, really, man. No obligation, man. You know, like I said, I would be hitting y'all up with the popping joints, man. I'll be checking out all hip hop. I'm all about it, all for it. So we're about to check out a couple other stories. Let's see what else we got, man. Do you guys even know why people are superstitious about Friday the 13th? Today's Friday the 13th, by the way, guys. Check your calendars. It's Friday the 13th. Do you guys know why it's bad? Do you guys know your history about why people are scared of Friday the 13th? So I'm about to hit you up on game. Give you guys a little bit of background information behind that before I hit you guys up with another hot joint, man. I think some of y'all call it panty droppers. So it's that time again. It's Friday the 13th. It's already shrouded in supernatural predictions. You guys know about that December 21st of this year. Apparently the world is about to end or something like the it's going to be shifts in the universe or something like that. And gravity is just going to cease to exist on this planet. Everybody's going to float into outer space. It's crazy. I don't know. For people who don't even completely understand sciences and things of the universe, it's crazy that people just make these claims. It's stupid, but I mean, I guess when you make a claim like that, it's not like people can slap you in your head if it actually comes true. So So it just seems like a bit eerier this year. So check it out. So we're going to hit you up with a little bit of background information that you guys know. I mean, you guys know some of it, right? Like if you, what is it? If you walk with salt under some stairs, or you see a black cat, or you step on a crack in the cement, or look at yourself in the mirror or something like that, or I don't know what it is. If you break a mirror, it's supposed to be bad luck. If you drop the salt, you're supposed to knock three times. But there's a charm. So the maximum number that can happen for Friday the 13th is three times. And one, another year with three Friday the 13th had a similar notoriety to that of 2012. Because the maximum that can happen is three, and this year just so happens that there's three. So there are different theories on how this came to be, but I mean, it's linked to the Last Supper. Judas, the apostle who betrayed Jesus, was the 13th person to arrive at dinner, making 13 an unlucky number on any day of the week. Add that to the fact that Jesus died on a Friday, and Friday 13th gets its bad rap. Oh, dropping the knowledge on y'all, man. Y'all didn't know that, huh? I'm about to post it on the blog. You'll probably be able to check it out a little bit later. Thanks. This is all thanks to MSN.com on their Glow page. So although a lot of people are less superstitious now than they were in the past, the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in North Carolina estimates that between 17 to 21 million people in the U.S. have a diagnosable phobia of Friday the 13th. It's called... During the break, I was able to pronounce this word. I kind of got stage fright a little bit. We'll be right back in a little bit. Like I said, this word is kind of tricky to pronounce. It's like frigatriskaidophobia. I kind of got it. All right, well, when I come back, I'm going to go in depth into this, but I'm also going to start on the 20 albums from 2011 that you need to check out. It's your boy, DJ Too Mellow. I'm also going to hit you up with a couple stories about Peyton Manning. How bad about that lightning that struck in San Francisco? Ooh, that's crazy. We're going to talk about North Korea. Let me talk about five superstitions, too. I mean, I'm about to go off the hook with this thing. So, like I said, stay tuned. Check us out on radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy, DJ Too Mellow. I mean, I wish I could call this the 9 o'clock lounge. Again, we started at a different hour. Was it 12? And we're also going to talk about a couple of different things that are pretty cool. A lot of big stories around here. Just check us out. And we're also going to be talking about the latest thing that happened in the Trayvon case. Check us out on radio.dominican.edu. About to hit you guys up with the next hot joint. You guys heard a little bit of it. It's called, I mean, I've played it before. It's called The Motto by Drake and Lil Wayne. You checking this out on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to keep on saying it, man. You're just going to randomly, it's going to hit you in the head. You're going to get it. Radio.dominican.edu. Post show.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do ya? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Buddha. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, they ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the pay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shackles out to Nico, J, and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Oh, that's how you feel, man, it's really
ice cold. All these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, and again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though, you only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play, every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
One time, fuck one time, I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to her butt. It's east side, we in this bitch, wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch, that's my M.O., add a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down, I'm twisted, doorknob, talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talks, and Mr. Egg, yeah. I'm so young money, got a drum on the gun, in the desert bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Skeet, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she?
Now she want a photo, you already know though.
Yeah.
You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Real nigga, what's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though. You only live once. That's the motto, nigga. YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga. We don't really play. Every day, every day. Fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up?
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ 2 Mello. Hey man, who trying to be famous? Oh, you trying to be famous. Okay, that's cool. Alright, so did you guys know that the San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center? That's on 618 B Street in San Rafael in downtown. Come on out between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Pacific's front office. They will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacific's baseball family for the 2012 seasons, man. Do the wave, and we'll see you there on radio.dominican.edu. So in the when we left off, we were talking about Friday the 13th. So although people are less superstitious now than they were in the past, it says that 17 to 21 million have a diagnosable phobia of Friday the 13th, with the word that I will practice and get right, so I can impress people with my repertoire of big words. And so part of the reason why the number 13 is considered so treacherous is simply because it's right after 12. Numerologists consider 12 a complete number. 12 months completes a year. 12 signs complete the zodiac. And 12 inches complete a foot. Therefore, 13 is bad. Alright, so addressing the issue, you may have noticed that most buildings leave out the 13th floor, but did you know that planes often lack a 13th row, and some hotels eliminate a room 13? In Florence, the house between 12 and 14 is actually addressed as 12 and a half. That's probably good to know. There's not even going to be a 13 in the future. Some estimates suggest that the U.S. economy loses up to $900 million. That is exactly 8 zeros to precede that 9. Every time there's a Friday the 13th, many people avoid business deals or even work altogether on the allegedly doomed date. That's crazy. Fearing an increase in accidents, many Americans won't hit the roads on Friday the 13th. While traffic crashes do peak on Fridays due to alcohol intake, there's no decisive data that Friday the 13th is the more dangerous than other Fridays in the year. There is no proof that natural disasters are more likely to happen on Friday the 13th, but Australia's biggest wildfire, Florida's especially costly Hurricane Charley, and Kansas' Great Flood of 1951 all occurred on Friday the 13th. It's crazy. So to prove Friday the 13th superstitious as nonsense, a group of affluent New Yorkers started a 13 club in 1881. 13 people met every Friday the 13th in dining room 13. During the gathering, guests walked under ladders through piles of spilled salt. Take that, superstition. That's got to be crazy. The things that people do for these superstitions is off the hook. Just to give you guys a little bit more, some of our nation's most famous 20th century luminaries feared that day. Henry Ford declined to do any business, and Franklin D. Roosevelt avoided travel. Rumor has it that FDR refused to roam not only on Friday the 13th, but on 13th day of every month. So that's pretty crazy how superstitious people can be. I mean, I've been promising you guys that I was going to hit you guys up with the 20 albums. I already did the 20 mixtapes, and that was pretty crazy. So now we're doing the 20 albums or EPs of the year. So we got Setbacks, Schoolboy Q. I know the conversation usually goes something like, yeah, he dope, but is he Kendrick, though? Man, we just going to get out of that way, man. He's a beast regardless of who he's affiliated with. He kind of gets looked at as Kendrick Lamar's man, who also happens to rap sometimes and all that stuff, but he can actually, he's doing his thing. We got STS with The Illustrious, which is pretty cool, at number 19. At number 18, The Covert Coup, Currency and The Alchemist. Tell you, man, like this, some of these underground rappers have been really laying it down, man. You guys need to stop sleeping on them. I mean, you know, like, it's cool to have that fast food rap every once in a while, but sometimes you just need a five-star meal. So we got The L.A. Riot by Thurs. This one's hands down one of the most slept-on official albums in the year. I can understand why he wanted to change, but he put together some real conceptual album right here. We got Hell, the Sequel by Bad Meets Evil at number 16. And number 15, we got Charity Starts at Home by Font. Now, I'm going to get right to the point. He's probably one of the most underrated MC, not named Black Thought. He can rap and he can sing. He can do both of them. He can do them really well, which pretty tight. Which pretty tight, man. It's respectable when somebody can do that. We got Guns and Butter by Cameron and Vado. I mean, it's pretty tight, man. They be collaborating on a lot of these albums. It's not bad. We got Thug Motivation 103, Hustler's Ambition by Young Jeezy. The album was pretty tight. I mean, he's never gonna top Thug Motivation 101. That one was just, like I said, man. But there was some pretty tough joints, man. You can't even hate on this. It's pretty tight, man. Don't be sleeping on Young Jeezy. I know he's son every once in a while, you know, boy got to make his money, but he can lay it down. Number 12, we got Dr. Lecter by Action Bronson. It's all right, man. It's pretty cool. Like I said, it's not my cup of tea. And some of y'all, it might not be y'all cup of tea, but the album is put together really well. We got Undone by The Roots. But I mean, come on, it's The Roots. But it's pretty tight, though, man. Pretty tight. I guess the expectations with some of these rappers is higher than with others, but they delivered. And a little bit later, we're about to hit you up with the rest of the 10. Like I said, man, I just want to, you know, keep it real, man. Keep y'all interested for the time being. And trust me, do not sleep on some of these artists. A lot of love, shout out, go to all of these professionals who work hard to put together some albums that are gonna entertain the rest of us. So I'm gonna hit you guys up with the rest of it. So here are five food superstitions for Friday the 13th. Maybe you guys knew them, maybe you guys didn't, but these are just, you know, it's a day to be celebrated, a pseudo holiday, and that's, I'm talking about Friday, but the 13th is different. It's known as Unlucky in honor of Friday the 13th. Here are a couple superstitions to avoid, or perhaps debunk, depending what you believe. Bringing a banana on a boat. That's one of them. I cannot make this up, man. Have a banana on a boat has been thought to unlock it. Superstition started with fishermen who believed that the presence of a banana could bring bad luck for that day's catch. Others take the myth more seriously, thinking that a banana on a boat will bring death. Modern day sailors and boaters are still extremely superstitious when it comes to bananas. Many captains go a step further than banning the yellow fruit and also prohibit Banana Republic and Fruit of the Loom clothing. Crazy, right? This was brought to you by courtesy of the Los Angeles Times. I'm going to get through the rest of the five when we come back. I'm about to bring you another hot joint because I can't get enough. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu on the 12 o'clock lounge. We'll be back in a little bit.
That's what them hoes say. Order my cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Order my cocaine. That's what them hoes say. Iced out cold face, bustin' every bottle in the club or that rosé. Put that on my mama name, watch blacked out like Obama name. White and black bands, I got all of them. I switch countries on you niggas, not residential. You see the big face, bitch, it's way presidential. Bitches love it though, really out in public, ho. That's the motherfucking reason that I bought it for. Don't watch cold chain, nice edge, slim frame. Pretty women everywhere, seeing how I switch slang. The all city stand out, I'm a fucking star. With the Rollie Breitling and my Audemars.
Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, 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 Audemars. That's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, 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 that's what them hoes say.
An extraordinary nigga with extraordinary timepiece. Speaking with the bosses, trying to whip me up a nine piece. Copped it in the summer, so I'm flashing in the winter. With a chronograph hand so I can handle my agenda. I'm flying in the new coupe, denim jeans, new suit. Mark Jacob frames on, translucent moonroof. Smelling like a 100 racks, mixed with a couple stacks. Hit the red carpet like, who the fuck is that? Young J. McCain got flame, got juice on him. Looking like the truth on him, all city standout. I'm a fucking star with the Rollie Breitling and my Audemars.
That's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay. 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 That's what them hoes say.
Grain on my whip, grip that bitch with my left. In my 600 Benz, I call that nigga success. Fuck with hustlers and dons, suck a duck in the rest. And when she high off that powder, that's when she suck it the best. On a 25-8, like what the fuck is the rest? Disrespecting the game, like where the fuck is the rest? Send me on top of my shit, it's just something you should accept. See my lane in this game and told myself you could have next. Niggas be breaking the rules, I pull out the tech. They fake as they Jews, that's why they always get pressed. 20,000 on my Cuban, 15 more on my wrist. Now can you buy that nigga, if not to show some respect? Check out my
Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, 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 Audemars. That's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay, that's what them hoes say. Audemars, okay.
And the name of that joint was by Juice McCain. The name of the joint's called Audemars Piguet. Listening to, it's actually the 9 o'clock lounge, but since we on at 12, I've been joking all day, man. I've been calling it the 12 o'clock lounge, you know what I'm saying? Alright, so I'm gonna kinda hit you guys in another direction. So I don't know if you guys recently saw a post on Kevin Hart's Facebook. You know who Kevin Hart is, right? The little dude. He's coming out with this movie that's coming out on April 20th called Think Like a Man. He's been promoting it for a while. Might he be getting sabotaged? Who knows? There was an original post about him having apparently like about a, so this is a picture, an image that was posted on his Facebook about being a strong black woman does not mean having attitude. And I mean, they had posted the picture did not work out as intended. So it depicts three angry looking half dressed black women dismissing a well dressed well to do black man, calling them a geek with no game. He is basically trying to say that being a strong black woman doesn't mean walking around with a bad attitude, which is not bad in theory, yet the illustration also suggests that a black woman's bad attitude persona is the reason why black men date white women. Oh, come on, man. What was crazy about it was that like they were depicted in really like scantily dressed, not very well. So this isn't the first time he's been offensive to black women, according to the blog. The original post had been about how he'd posted, hands down, light-skinned women usually have better credit than a dark-skinned woman. Broke, filling dots. After receiving backlash, he told dark-skinned women to stop being so sensitive and to remember he's a comedian. Well, turns out that this picture that he posted wasn't even himself posting that picture. So he tweeted, attention everyone, I have been, he posted on his Twitter update, Kevin Hart has nothing to do with the message to black women cartoon. He tweeted, I've been getting Google alerts all day about a cartoon that's being credited to me that talks about black women. I have nothing to do with this cartoon. I am not behind it or involved in any way, shape, or form. This cartoon is fraudulent. With that being said, if the promotion of this cartoon is not stopped ASAP, I will be taking legal action against all parties that are involved. Needless to say, it's about to go down. It's crazy. So eventually, he had put out on his Facebook that this cartoon was released by one of his calendar managers, who did get in trouble. It's already been taken care of, which is, needless to say, good to hear. There was another story that I was gonna put out, which is kind of, man, it's really bad. It's really, 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 really bad. It's a tragic story. So I don't know if you guys have seen. The video on YouTube of a guy who kind of like just spanked his the teenager that was spanked for gang banging, or quote unquote bang banging, or participating in gang activity, seemed to backfire. So the teen who received the embarrassing spanking was found shot dead in New Orleans. So he went down in infamy when his uncle caught him pledging allegiance to gangs on Facebook, insisting that he was raised better than that and that their family didn't do gangs. His uncle made him denounce his gang ties via webcam, proceeded to spank him, and told him to Facebook that. The video went viral, drawing plenty of comments and laughs along the way. Apparently, the kid did not get the joke. So after the video, his mother says that he kept strict ties on the son, not even allowing him to leave the house beyond eyesight. He stepped outside after receiving a text from a friend, and moments later, shots were fired. She said she called him back a few minutes later to find out what was going on. He told that he was talking and went back outside. A few minutes later, his daughter received a text saying that he had been shot, and then another saying he was dead. Like I said, be very careful about how you deal with this whole gang situation. It's pretty crazy. The thing is really, really, I got to urge everybody to kind of just take a stance against gangs. I've always been against them. I grew up around a lot of them. And see, I understand where some of them are coming from, because a lot of times they do come from low income housing, and a lot of times there is that need to be unified against people who understand your situation. But really, a lot of these gang, while some of those gangs still represent that and protecting each other from the government, gang started as protection against the cops. Not so much now. They've gotten to a point where they're territorial, and they're really they're not needed. It's something like that. It's not needed. It's not relevant. It doesn't need to be relevant, and therefore just needs to stop. So any way that people can get involved and just stopping this, I mean, greatly appreciated within the community, needless to say. But on that note, I'm gonna hit you guys up with more of the top albums. So I'm gonna hit you guys up with let's see, I'll be kind and generous. I'll hit you guys up with like five more. So at number 10, we got Follow Me Home by J-Rock. Damn. We need to follow his example, man, if they're capable of. Don't start glorifying drug selling or acting like you really want to be in some trap or die or anything like that. But just be actually working on a season. You know, but you got to really, like, you really, really get on it. J-Rock is pretty good. Worth checking out. So at number 9, we got We Are Renegades by Pharoah Monch. Man, like, this thing, his rap is pretty tight. The name of the song, Clap One Day. Check it out. So we got The Pledge by Killer Mike, which is pretty tight, man. He's got pretty cool songs. And number 7, we got Self-Made Volume 1. Now, there's a lot of people who talk a lot of trash when it comes to Rosé, but he can definitely hold it down, man. Like, he got it, man. Like, he making pretty cool music. But whatever, man, if y'all want to hate. Then Well Done by Action Bronson and Steak Selecta. So I'm about to get you guys up with the next hot joint of the day. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ 2 Mello. About to see you in a little bit.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer?
Stains the Colosseum doors. Lies on the lips of a priest. Thanksgiving disguised as a feast. Rolling in the Rolls Royce Caniche. Only the doctors got this, I'm hiding from police. Cocaine seats, all white like I got the whole thing bleached. Drug dealer chic. I'm wondering if a thug's prayers reach. It's pious, pious, for God loves pious. Socrates asks whose bias do y'all seek. Off Plato. I'm out here ballin', I know you hear my sneaks. Jesus was a carpenter, Yeezy, lay beats. Hope flow, the Holy Ghost, get the hell up out your seats. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. Yeah.
Made it striped like a zebra. I call that jungle fever. You and that control the threesome. Just roll the weed up until I get me some. We formed a new religion. No sins as long as there's permission. And deception is the only felony. To never fuck nobody without telling me. Sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got calves still. Think about the girl in all leopard. Who was rubbing the wood like Kiki Shepherd? Two tattoos, one red, no apologies. The other said love is cursed by monogamy. That's something that the pastor don't preach. That's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep. But we probably spend it all cause the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
Human beings in a mind. What's a mind to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. Alright, alright. Don't judge in a while. Don't judge in a while. Don't judge in a while.
So you guys will check it now. No church in the wild. You listen to radio.dominican.edu, man. We doing the marathon, man. I'm trying to go for 2 hours right now. just doing the damn thing, man. All right, so we hit you up with some of the albums, some of the mixtapes. We gotta finish up on the 5 Food Superstitions, brought to you by Delish. On MSN.com. So we got at number 2, we got salt. Spilling salt is possibly the most popularized food superstition. Luckily, this one has an easy remedy. While spilling salt is thought to be unlucky, throwing a pinch over your left shoulder is said to counteract the bad luck. So there's a report that toss over the left shoulder is based on the historical mythology that the devil sits on your left shoulder and an angel sits on your right. Thus, tossing it over the left wards off the evil. Having 13 guests at a dinner party is also thought to be unlucky. Superstition has been part of French culture throughout its history. According to the Huffington Post, there are French socialites called, Quatorzien, which is 14ers, who are available to fill in as a 14th dinner guest to rescue the other 13 attendees from bad luck. Franklin Delano Roosevelt also believed in superstition and refused to have 13 guests at dinner parties. Cutting noodles. While noodles are thought to bring good fortune and a long life in Chinese culture, cutting those same noodles brings about a different fortune. According to wishgoodluck.com, cutting noodles, especially those served on the new year and at birthday parties, causes bad luck and a shortened lifespan. Hot peppers and French. While there are several versions of this myth, many believe that pepper, the spice, or hot peppers can bring discontent among friends. One version of the superstition says that spilling pepper can cause disagreements between friends. According to My Recipes, when working in the kitchen, handling a hot chili pepper directly to a friend will cause disagreements in your relationship. So there are your 5 superstitions. And Superstition Friday, Friday the 13th. Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves, man. The weather wasn't too bad today. It was worse yesterday. It was lightning and stuff. And that's exactly what I'm talking about now, man. A United Airlines 777 bounded for London was struck by lightning shortly after takeoff, forcing the pilot to return to San Francisco International Airport. That's crazy. There are pictures of it. This is stories brought to you courtesy of Yahoo.com. Duty manager Nancy Parker said United Airlines flight 930 bound for London's Heathrow Airport left at 7:35 p.m. and was struck by lightning while flying over the ocean. The plane returned to San Francisco at 10 p.m. and the passengers have been reaccommodated to a flight Friday, weather permitting. No passengers were injured in the lightning strike. Parker said, in addition to the 60 canceled flights, 19 were diverted to refuel because they could not land in San Francisco, and 22 flights arrived after midnight, Parker said. Hopefully today will be a better day if the weather cooperates. A weaker front was expected to roll through the region Friday before the stormy weather clears out for the weekend. This is part of it. Lightning strikes is one of the more than 100 that came during the height of the second of two spring storms that have rolled in the last 24 hours. The downpour left 1.94 inches of rain in Danville, about 1.83 in San Francisco, and 0.82 inches in San Jose. So that's a little bit of your local news. I don't know if you guys have recently heard, but in the George Zimmerman Trayvon case, the judge handling it offered to recuse herself from that case because of her husband's ties to a CNN legal analyst and commentator. There's reports that the judge disclosed that her husband works for the law firm of Mark Nijem, a prominent Orlando attorney, in the five-minute hearing Friday afternoon. In addition to working for that law firm, Nijem has been sounding off on the Zimmerman case versus CNN. It's unclear if either attorney will take the offer and ask her to step aside. She said that the judge wanted to avoid the appearance of impropriety with this disclosure. Zimmerman has spent two nights in jail on charges of second-degree murder. They did actually arrest him, and he will ask for bond in a hearing in April 20. He's charged with second-degree murder in the February 26th shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman says he shot Martin in self-defense. You can check up on this story courtesy of Yahoo News, and I mean, there's different websites that just, you know, that have been really on and on about this case, which has been kind of crazy. I mean, it really is. I'm gonna hit you guys up now with the next five albums that you should check out from 2011. The albums are pretty tight. So we got Fear of God 2 by Pusha T, which basically is like Fear of God 1, because most of the songs ended up here. He put a couple more bangers, so it's basically the same joints minus the freestyles with extra heat. Which is pretty tight. At number four, we got The Greatest Story Never Told by Saigon. Unfortunately, most of these songs were out like 4 years ago, man. Dang, it's crazy. But like, it's pretty fresh, man. It's timeless. It's really good. The Dreamer, The Believer, at number three by Common. Who would think that a dude who's been around for like 20 years would drop probably one of his more potent albums in his career at 20 years, man? He sounds fresh. He wants to remind everybody what he's capable of. He can go from a song with Nas to talking about blue skies and celebrating this stuff to this album has really been made prominent with his diss towards Drake, man. It's pretty tight. At number two, we got Section 80, Kendrick Lamar. The album is tight, man. I personally recommend it, man. Check out that song, High Power. A lot of the songs are pretty tight, man. And basically, the album of the year, I'd have to say, was Watch the Throne, man. It's pretty tight, man. That one was a good compilation. A little bit, I don't know, like some parts did not hit with me. I especially did not like those little riffs that they play at the end. But I mean, only they know the reasons for why they put those things at the end. But the album itself is really tight, man. It's pretty tight. When we come back, we're going to hit you up with some more joints. We're going to talk about Peyton Manning. We're going to hit you up with the 20 best songs of last year. We're going to hit you up with a couple other things. Stay tuned. I'm hitting you up right now with that Drake Underground Kings on radio.dominican.edu. Yeah.
Bridge over troubled water, ice in my muddy water. Rich off a mixtape, got rich off a mixtape. Probably shouldn't be driving, it just got so much harder. Can't even see it straight, I can't even see it straight. Fuck with me, I buy the shots. Live a little, cause niggas die a lot and lie a lot, but I'm the truth, that's right, I fucking said it. Delivering proof that you ain't gotta die to get to heaven. You, girl, you right there, you look like you like this shit. How'd I know, how'd I know, that's me on some psychic shit. I could tell a lie if you're asking me my whereabouts, but I might talk that real if you ask me what I care about. Rapping bitches, bitches, and rapping, rapping, and bitches until all of it switches. I swear, it's been 2 years since somebody asked me who I was. I'm the greatest, man, I said that before I knew I was. That's what's important, what really happened before this. When me and my crew was all about this rapper from New Orleans singing, walking like a man. Finger on the trigger, I got money in my pocket, I'm a uptown nigga. With fame on my mind, my girl on my nerves, I was pushing myself to get something that I deserve. That was back in the days, accurate days. I was a cold dude, I'm getting back to my ways. People always ask how I got my nice things. Take my crown to the grave, I'm an underground king. I bet we can make tonight the greatest story ever told. Cause I'm down to spell whatever, lately I've been on a roll. And I do it for the city, cause you know the city love a nigga. Do it for the city, cause you know the city love a nigga. Do it for the city, cause you know the city love a nigga. Do it for the city. Sometimes I need that romance, sometimes I need that pole dance. Sometimes I need that stripper that's gon' tell me that she don't dance. So tell me lies, make it sound good, make it sound good. Do me like the women from my town would. Leather with that wood grain, Persian rugs on wood floors. Talking all them good things, that's all I'm really good for. Memphis, Tennessee, no. See, I start to go deep back in Ridgecrest with my seat back. With Yo Gotti and E-Mac. And these niggas got them diamonds glowing in their mouth. And they rockin' furs like it's snowing in the south. And every pretty girl tell me that's the shit that she like. So why am I in class if this is who I'm trying to be like? So I drop out, lessons I was taught are quick to fade. Soon as I realize that turning papers it won't get me paid. And if I don't do nothing, I'm a ball. I'm counting all day like the clock on the wall. Yeah, I need that. Making major changes to the life I'm living. I had no choice, I had to prove I made the right decision. That was back in the days, accurate days. I was a cold dude, I'm getting back to my ways. People always ask how I got my nice things. Take my crown to the grave, I'm an underground king. I bet we can make tonight the greatest story ever told. Cause I'm down to spell whatever, lately I've been on a roll. And I do it for the city, cause you know the city love a nigga. Do it for the city, cause you know the city love a nigga. Do it for the city, cause you know the city love a nigga. Do it for the city.
UGK, fuck these other niggas.
Hey, what up, y'all? Man, hope you guys been getting comfortable, man. It's been pretty tight. It's been real with y'all, man. I gotta give a couple shout outs. I'm actually about to take a quick little break, man. So I guess we enjoyed it while it's here, man. All right, so I'm gonna hit you guys up with some of the 30 most anticipated joints. And then I'm also about to just talk about Peyton Manning right quick before I think we're going to call it a day in a little bit. Hit you with one more cool joint. All right, so some of the cool joints you should check out. One Day at a Time by 2 Chainz, man. Catch Me by Amanda Diva. Bonfire by Childish Gambino. Random Call by Random X. We got Druggies with my Scooby Q. Off and On by 50 Cent, man. I didn't even know he could do joints like that, man. It's pretty tight, though. Last Days by Mobb Deep. Just Chill by Travis Barker and Beanie Siegel. Bun B and Kobe. We got My Sunshine by Blue. Make Mine by The Roots. We got The World by Smoke Dizza. Ambition by Wale. Opium by M.O.P. Warning by Uncle Murder, but that's the remix. Shot Collar by French Montana. Which is pretty tight. We got basically the intro, interlude, the intro of Lil Wayne, Tech N9ne, Andre 3000, Bun B, Nas, Shine, and Busta Rhymes. We got Ready, Set, Go remix by Killer Mike. Not Enough Words by Action Bronson. Be With Me by Cameron and Vado. I Love My Beezies by Rick Ross. Demons by ASAP Rocky. Swim Good by Frank Ocean. Country-ish by Big Crit featuring Ludacris and Bun B. We got Nasty by Nas. It's pretty tight. Sweet by Common. It's pretty tight, man. We got Rick and Black. Rich and Black by Raekwon and Nas. High Power number 4 by Kendrick Lamar. My God by Pusha T. The Morning by The Weeknd at number 2. And number 1, Who Gonna Stop Me by Jay-Z and Kanye West off that Watch the Throne mixtape album. So basically, the story with Peyton Manning is that he called an Indianapolis newspaper to say thanks, man. That's kind of unprecedented in these times. Stunned today to receive a cell call from Peyton Manning. It's calling writers to thank them for their work over the years, which is kind of crazy. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. When we get back, a couple last words. Right now, the hot joint. Is what we're about to hit you up with right now. This song's by Privilege. It's called Slums. And then when we come back, I'm just going to finish up with a couple finishing words. Thank everybody for tuning in. Just do the damn thing. All right, I'll be right back. It's your boy.
Shorter kids in Africa cool, so they ain't saving water. 2012 coming soon, we ain't taking orders. And if you wanna make it an issue, we make it for ya. Cause we ain't never had nothing home waiting for us. Hottest whip I seen in the hood, Ford Taurus. And more late nights, they fall for it. Mama said stay up on the floor, cause them boys drooling. We ain't know nobody running that was for Doran. We was busy trying to stay up out the dean's office or coughing. Friends that was lost in, used to sell ticks, now they Boston. Acting like they only wanted cake, I wanted frosting. And look at me, I'm already hot, they not, they defrosting. Who would've knew back then, they would've lost it. I'm on my first time around, they exhausted.
Nah, I ain't gone. Grew up in the slum, so we came to get it on. Grew up in the hood, so we came to get it on. Grew up in this world, so we came to get it on. Nah, I ain't gone. Grew up in the slum, so we came to get it on. Grew up in the hood, so we came to get it on. Grew up in this world, so we came to get it on.
We on, I ain't gone, I ain't leaving though. Fuck what they think about me now, they gon' need me though. See, I do this for everybody that read me though. And if you don't understand me, then you don't need to know. See though, I could care less about being a hero. Deshaun Jackson, I got a Philadelphia ego from zero. I'm tryna get that Philadelphia cheese though. For stakeouts, for Leafs though, they repo our lingo. Then put it in different streets though, the coppers know where we go. But even though that's the case, they'll never know what we know. We know prisoners of the mind, they the CO. They rather see us riding something small like a Geo. I'ma give them a sign, Cancer, Leo. If they don't understand me by now, they need a J-O-B. Fuck what they say though, ain't since kindergarten, I done won they play though. Fuck, I got a hate foe. When you number one, what the fuck you got a rate for? I need my chicken 10 knocking boots like a KO. We wanted league money, they street money. Ayo, Patron and a shot of that OJ Mayo.
Nah, nah, I ain't gone. Grew up in the slums, so we came to get it on. Grew up in the hood, so we came to get it on. Grew up in this world, so we came to get it on. Nah, nah, I ain't gone. Grew up in the slums, so we came to get it on. Grew up in the hood, so we came to get it on. Grew up in this world, so we came to get it on.
We on. Man, I grew up in the slump, dad got me out. Fucking up in high school, mom want me out. Took a flight to Arizona, I ain't wanna leave. Same people I left still on they mother couch. I try to call them and talk to them about bigger things. Bigger life, better bitches, and bigger dreams. But the hood really attracts shit, that's what it seems. Dedicate your life to the game, but never get a ring. Granny getting older, mom getting surgery, friends getting colder. Same garden snakes from before turned to cobras. Was a bitch in high school, now he 5 years older. Tired of niggas fucking with him, so he go and buy a ratchet. But he don't wanna shoot it, he just wanna make a statement. So he flash it to a nigga that's really bout it, that blast it. Now his mom's gotta look over him from a casket. College ain't teach me shit, the hood I done mastered. Stuck up in this hot ass basement, we never had shit. And they got the nerve to ask me if I lasted. Shit, I'm still here, right? That mean I passed.
Nah, nah, I ain't gone. Grew up in the slums, so we came to get it on. Grew up in the hood, so we came to get it on. Grew up in this world, so we came to get it on. Nah, nah, I ain't gone. Grew up in the slums, so we came to get it on. Grew up in the hood, so we came to get it on. Grew up in this world, so we came to get it on.
We on.
And the name of the joint that y'all hearing right there is called Slums by Privilege. Listen to radio.dominican.edu. And I gotta tell you, man, your boy feeling fantastic. But I mean, we already getting to 2 o'clock, man. So, you know, I gotta do what I gotta do, man. We all got our little lives going on out there. I wanna give a quick shout out to my parents, man. Like I tell you, man. Been a hell of a year, man. A hell of a roller coaster, and nothing would have been possible without them. I want to give a shout out to a couple of my coworkers, especially the multimedia team that I'm working with right now. Be sure to show up on April 20th, man. We're doing the sustainability showcase on campus in the world famous Angelico building in the 415. A couple other things that are coming up. I'm gonna be doing another show pretty soon, man. Stay tuned. Check up on my Facebook, that'd be DJ Tumelo. Check up on my blog, the real DJ Tumelo at blogspot.com. I'm gonna be posting some new stuff, man, and then just stay tuned to everything that's going on in hip hop, man. For all of us that love hip hop music, this is your boy DJ Tumelo, man, doing it big. You dig? All right, I'm about to be out right now, man, but definitely check us out, man. It's at radio.dominican.edu, the entire lineup starting on Monday. It's about to get crazy. It's about to go down. All right, man, enjoy your weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out.